is back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, you're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Back to Reality. I'm your humble host, Muzaffar Haider. Here in the studio today, we have with us two very, very special guests. On my right, we have Sister Asma. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
And on my left, Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam and assalamu alaikum from my end.
Sister Zainab, I've met you before, I've worked with you before, but could you give a brief introduction to about yourself? I mean, who are you? Where have you come from?
I am Zainab Askari. I am from the Indian occupied Kashmir, and I'm like done with masters in linguistics from Kashmir University, and then I came to Iran. It's been 7 years I'm here. I am studying Hausa right now.
Uh-huh. So linguistics, you're going to be dealing with like
the rules of translation, phonetics, syntax, okay, morphology, what we do in like surf and now stuff.
You're my teacher then. Sister Asma, is it? Where are you from? Who are you?
Well, I am from Iran. And I study English literature.
I studied English literature, really?
That's very good.
Oh,
me
no
too.
Way. So you're studying Shakespeare and...
Yes, a lot of poetry, novels, poetry, plays, mm-hmm, and that's my favorite thing to do.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Okay,
yes.
So today, I'd like to actually open up the discussion by talking a little bit about how social media, as we know, has taken over a lot of our lives. It's changed the way that the world works.
Yes.
But now there's a brand new spanner in the works, and it goes by the name of the metaverse.
Yes.
I don't really know much about it. What is the metaverse exactly?
Just for a start, in order to make it clear, the concept tells that it's a set of virtual 3D spaces where you can create your own zone. Now, if we want to make it more clear, imagine a parallel world to this world that we're already living in. Imagine that you have the ability to create another world of your own. Then you would be whatever you want, travel wherever you want, do different things, experience new things, and you're sitting in your place. It's like you're an armchair traveler. Like you do everything and you're in your own place, right?
So what's the difference between that and video games? There's lots of really cool open world video
games.
Well,
a very big difference. Mm-hmm. By the use of some special glasses or perhaps some gloves and headsets, you're going to be completely in that environment. For example, if you are going to go to a jungle, imagine yourself in a jungle, you're going to put those glasses on your eyes, and then you would pick that jungle, and then you go into it, and then you would feel the atmosphere in there, if it's cold, if it's warm, if it's rainy, if it's not rainy. And you're going to touch things even. That's going to be a more of a 3D sort of a experience.
Wow. So it's actually physically interactive now.
Yes, very. It's a tremendous experience.
Whoa. And have you experienced it yet?
Not, of course, not yet.
Not yet. Wow. Okay, so have you guys seen The Matrix?
Yes, Matrix.
The Matrix, right? So it's pretty much that. They're creating a world within the real world.
Yes.
So the Holy Quran actually says the life of this world is nothing but play.
Yes.
But what they're actually creating, which is really terrifying, is a dunya within the dunya.
Yes, that is very nice expression. To put it that way, it would be very nice. I told you, a parallel world, as if you're having two identities. And the thing is that whatever you create in that world, for example, I go to that world, I create a new character of my own, and I would call that an avatar.
Mm-hmm.
That would be called an avatar. So whatever you want, for example, I would love to be an astronaut.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would experience how an astronaut is doing,
mm-hmm,
very clearly that way.
Here we go. We'll be right back.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Have you seen the movie Avatar?
Yes, Avatar.
Yeah, Avatar. So the movie Avatar is basically about a man who's disabled, and then he plugs himself in to a new body of a blue alien creature.
Yes.
And through that body, he's able to experience a whole new world, and he has a whole beautiful experience. And it basically shows you how you can actually live through literally something referred to as an avatar.
Yes, exactly, something like that.
So they're actually they've already prepared the masses to experience kind of the beauty of the world through something which is entirely artificial, which is quite scary when you think about it. Sister Zainab, what are your immediate thoughts about this?
Since metaverse is not yet into like application, so we cannot talk much about it. But however, since like Facebook made a transition from on its name from Facebook to Meta, very quickly people went towards what is this Meta. The term was basically used in 1990s in a novel wherein people abruptly went from a real world to the virtual world.
Mm-hmm.
So even the Metaverse is a combination of two terms, Meta and Verse. And Meta somehow it means virtual and verse a world. So what I think about it is, like you ask me what are my immediate thoughts about it, I at the same time it seems like it's amazing, it will be an amazing experience, but at the same time it is really scary and horrifying because the entire system will be controlled by an AI system, basically. And what is the thing that scares me the most is that we already, the social media and stuff, the internet, for until now we were thinking of a digital world is something wherein we surf on the internet, we spend hours on web and online shopping and stuff. Now this metaverse thing is something way beyond that, and the way we think the world is changing, it is changing much faster than that actually, and we live in the heart of that change. And the thing that scares the most is that it will kind of, you know, detach you from the real world. The more you're in some partial physical world, because this is not a real world. That's, again, some partial world, again, some partially physically you're there, but not in the real world. The way we're addicted to social media apps these days and the internet, and this new thing is going to addict you very severely.
I can imagine. I mean, if normal video games and internet is this addictive already through Instagram and Facebook, imagine if you could actually go into a world and see it and visualize it and feel it. It's going to completely addict people.
Yes.
Now, I want to quickly go back, and I'd like to get both of your opinions on this and your thoughts. Let's go back to the idea and the analogy given through the movie The Matrix, because it really is interesting. Most of the time, Hollywood is just trying to indoctrinate the masses and actually brainwash people. But sometimes they create something accidentally which reveals a lot of the reality in which we find ourselves living. So in The Matrix, just as a quick recap, you see that the main character, he's bored of his usual life. He's just working day to day in an office. And then he realizes that something else is wrong with the world that he lives in. And then he goes to a group who are referred to as terrorists. And these terrorists actually teach him that the world in which he lives is fake. It's actually a computer simulated reality. And what they realize is, in the real world, human beings have all been plugged in to that virtual reality, which is known as the Matrix, and they're being used by artificial intelligence as batteries. They're actually powering a machine. Their bodies are being used to power a machine. Now, if we take this analogy and go back to the idea of the metaverse, that's precisely what they could potentially create, because people are just going to be plugged in into the metaverse, and they're going to need to fuel that metaverse with their own selves.
Yes, right? With their time,
Their time, their money, their energy, their effort. They're going to pay money so that the internet keeps on running. And why do they want it to be continuously running? So that they can enjoy the pleasures of that metaverse. the metaverse, you mentioned about Facebook, and this brings Mark Zuckerberg into the picture, and these ruling elites who are essentially, you know, they're running the planet.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
I want to ask a question. What does the metaverse imply when it comes to love and sympathy, crying, helping others, you know, all of these human emotions that we have? What are the implications for?
Well, I don't think that these sorts of worlds are created to make people connect to each other more and more. I mean, maybe the slogan is that way, but the reality is going to be another thing. You're going to have bubbles of your own. You're going to pick which time to see others, which people to isolate, where to be in a crowd, when not to be in a crowd. So I don't think that would help a lot to be together, to help each other in our crying, to soothe each other, to consolate each other. That's more of a personal thing. Mm-hmm. I think it would be more personal. You're going to be more isolated and alienated from the others. That's what I would think.
Yeah, I mean, one of the slogans of Facebook is, you know, connecting people. That's what we're doing. We're connecting people across the world. We're doing a great thing.
But what is the reality? What? Aren't we getting more alone? Mm-hmm. Isn't it making us more
isolated,
feeling like more lonesome?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that the exact opposite has happened. We've become isolated. People feel more detached from each other than ever before.
And the virtual connections are usually not sort of real. They are not alike as the real connections. You may connect to other people, you may write to each other, you may have some pen pals, but that's not exactly like the real experiences you have with other people. The eye contact does matter. Mm. The touch of each other would matter. So when you are going to help a person who's crying, you have to be around them. You have to hear their voice. You have to be close to them. That's what I mean.
According to me, I think it's a completely user-dependent thing. Every creation we see has a positive impact and a negative impact. Like right now, we are seeing, I don't know, we experienced coronavirus, we experienced Delta variant, and now this Omicron, or I don't know, so many things coming up. Hey, at the same time, you know, we are so much recommended in Islam to go for Sila Rahim, to, you know, meet people, to kind
but surely we're doing that through social media. I mean, I'm in a completely foreign country, away from my family.
Yes.
I'm able to interact with them.
This is
the
positive.
Media.
This is a positive phase of this thing. You know, you can. I said this is a completely user dependent thing. You can completely. It depends on you. Einstein never created electricity. He never intended that people will someday use the same electricity to give electric shocks to humans,
yes,
to animals, and like, you know, so many other disadvantages.
Of course, all the creations are done for your benefit, and it depends on how you use them.
How you use it.
But I don't think they are the same. The sort of association you make according using these tools, I don't think would be the same as they are in the real world.
The worst thing is that you're going to escape from the real world. You're going to, you know, be in a more fake world and in a more virtual world. But at the same time, it is nice, you know. I saw the same kind of thing while I was on the trip to Arba'in, and people were like experiencing the as if they were in the shrine of Imam Hussein al-Islam. So in that way, it was a positive thing when, you know, everyone, not everyone around the world can come for ziyarat.
Yes.
Not everyone can afford.
I mean, granted, social media has lots and lots of pros and cons, and the cons, you know, the pedophilia and meeting people who you're not really, you don't really know who they are. They could be predators, etc., etc. But hold on a moment. If I'm in a foreign country and I can't physically see my family, the metaverse sounds like a brilliant idea.
It
I'd be able to see my mom, and, you know, I'd be able to talk to her and others too, my cousins. You know, I think that the metaverse could be a really good idea.
I told you, it's a tremendous experience.
We've been discussing it with Sister Asma and Sister Zainab. Thank you both for being here today and discussing this important topic with me. From myself and from the sisters, we bid you Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.